The new Issues Etc. YouTube video features some of your favorite guests. Pastor Will Wheaton.
Because the one, the individual one, is so important. He would have done everything that he did if it had only been you.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller.
People are bored with God's word, so we've got to bring something else. So you have now a church service that has nothing to do with the Lord's word or with Jesus.
Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Do not fear that you face death. Do not fear that your sins are great.
And Pastor Bill Swirla.
The more you see your sin, the greater a Savior Jesus appears.
View and share the new Issues Etc. YouTube video. You'll find it at issuesetc.org and click support. Introduce Issues Etc. to your friends, family, and coworkers today with our new YouTube video.
One significant and negative change within Senate Bill 749 requires my veto today. For the first time, this bill would allow insurance companies to impose their will and deny contraceptive coverage to women, even if women and their employers wanted it included.
That's Missouri Governor Jay Nixon announcing his veto of Senate Bill 749. He says that this is to stop overreaching insurance companies from imposing their will on the public. Is that necessarily true? Joining us to talk about the governor's veto of a conscience exception bill, Mike Hoy. He's executive director of Missouri Catholic Conference based in Jefferson City, Missouri. Mike, welcome to Issues Etc.
Glad to be here, Todd.
The governor says he's trying to stop overreaching insurance companies. What do you say?
Well, I think he's completely misreading the bill. What he's saying is not at all accurate. In reality, the only kind of insurance company that could deny contraceptives would be a religious-based insurance company, one with established moral and religious beliefs. And there aren't many like that. In fact, I'm only aware of one in the whole state, Christian Brothers Insurance. And the reality is, even with those, the employers usually will allow access to contraceptives if they're for non-contraceptive purposes. But for the vast majority of insurance companies that don't have a mission statement saying that they have moral objections to covering contraceptives, they're going to continue to provide that coverage. So it's a theoretical, concocted argument.
What was Senate Bill 749 intended to do? What was its intention by its authors and its sponsors and its supporters?
Well, its intention, and I put it in the present tense because we hope that we can override the governor's veto, its intention is to say that no one should be forced to pay for abortion drugs, contraceptive sterilization, and their health plans if it violates their moral or religious beliefs. That's the basic assertion of the bill, and it goes on into some specifics in requiring insurance companies to write policies that exclude abortion and contraceptives when that's requested by either an employer or an employee when they have moral or religious objections. So it's just basically to respect rights of conscience in the insurance market.
Was the bill crafted specifically in response to the Affordable Care Act?
Well, certainly that inspired it, but the bill actually goes far beyond what responding to the HHS mandate, as it's called. It's a proactive bill in that it's requiring the insurance companies to write these policies that respect people's consciences. The problem is that even without government coercion, which is what you're dealing with the HHS mandate, where government is saying these health plans must include these things, like abortion, drugs, and so forth. Even without that, you can have a issue if the insurance companies, let's say insurance company A says, well, I won't write you that policy that excludes abortion or contraceptives, but go check with company B. What 749 does is it says the insurance companies must write these policies if it's requested by the consumer, and we think that's only just.
So let's talk about the possibility that you mentioned just a moment ago, and that is override of the governor's veto. I understand that the bill passed in May with 105-33 in the House and 28-6 in the Senate. What does it need to override a governor's veto?
Well, we're in pretty good shape on the state Senate side. We need 23 votes, so we have more votes than we need. But you can't take those votes for granted. People sometimes change their minds. And even though they voted for the bill originally, they decide not to vote to override the veto. So we still have to work on the Senate side. We're four votes short in the Missouri House. We are hopeful we can make that four votes up. There were, I think, over 20 people absent on that vote. Some of them, it was the last day of the session. There were a lot of things going on. And we think a lot of those absent votes are votes that would vote for 749. But we're going to have to make those votes up. The other thing is, in a veto session, it's usually only 2 or 3 days long. It's in September. It's after the primary and before the general elections. People don't like to come to the veto sessions. So in addition to just getting people's support to override, we got to make sure those legislators actually come down to Jeff City to take part in the session and to cast their vote.
So how important is it that a bill like Senate Bill 749 that allows for a conscience exception when it comes to contraception and abortifacients, how important is it that that pass in Missouri?
I think it's really important, and because I think religious liberty is a fundamental right under the First Amendment, and what this bill is it's asserting that right in the face of some federal overreach here. I think the other thing that people are not talking about that's in the bill, during committee testimony on Senate Bill 749, we discovered at least one instance where an insurance company had the abortion, elective surgical abortion, was a part of the health plan, and the employer didn't even know it. So we added to Senate Bill 749 a provision that says that if the company chooses to include elective surgical abortions in the health plan, employees can exclude and not pay for those abortions. So it's actually broader even than abortion drugs or contraceptives. It actually also provides a conscience objection for surgical abortions.
Mike Hoy is executive director of Missouri Catholic Conference based in Jefferson City. You'll find a link to Missouri Catholic Conference at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Mike, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to spend the last half hour of Issues Etc. on this Monday afternoon, July the 16th, remembering along with the church, a woman from the Old Testament. She has her own book, and it's a story that is often told at weddings. It's a story that has a lot to do with Old Testament law. It's a story that has a lot to do with true gods and false gods. The church is remembering Ruth, and we will as well. On the other side of the break for the last half hour of Issues Etc., Dr. Andrew Steinman will join us, professor of theology and Hebrew at Concordia University Chicago and author of the book From Abraham to Paul, A Biblical Chronology. We'll take up the subject of Old Testament Ruth right after this.
South Africa,
China,
Germany,
Trinidad and Tobago.
Did you know that people listen to Issues Etc. around the world?
India,
Sweden,
Egypt,
France,
Turkey,
Japan,
Australia,
Canada,
United Kingdom,
Hong Kong,
Austria,
Finland,
Malaysia,
Singapore,
Bulgaria,
Korea,
Brazil.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Help us proclaim Christ to the world.
The Philippines,
Mexico,
Spain,
New Zealand,
Kuwait.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly. Issuesetc.org. Stay connected. Issuesetc.org.
Beth and I were looking for some summer tutoring services for our two middle school children. We shopped around and scheduled an appointment with Sabrina at Sylvan Learning Center of Edwardsville. Justin and Emily were thoroughly tested and are currently taking classes for math and reading comprehension. Sylvan Learning Center has two Metro East locations, Edwardsville, 656-0500, Shiloh, 628-0018, and one in Creve Coeur, 997-3035. Avoid summer learning loss, Sylvan Learning.